Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us again in what we're calling a conspiracy of goodness, playing the harmonica and the guitar, singing songs and stories of the people of America as Mr. Larry Long, recording the songs and the stories of the people of America, Brett Hughes, and I'm Tom Thibodeau. Today, we honor and celebrate farmers.
From my pa, I got this farm. He got it from my grandpa. What can a poor man do? It ain't much but 500 acres, lots of beef and potatoes, giving me them Pope County blues. Got me a barn, got me some chickens, got me a wife and five children. What can a poor man do? Why, the fifth was born just yesterday, the sixth one now it's on its way, giving me them Pope County blues. Now with each year that passes, you know, up and up goes my taxes. What can a poor man do? Now they come along with a good old plan, they want to survey my land, giving me them Pope County blues. Want to build a power line from North Dakota straight through my farm here in Minnesota. What can a poor man do? But I told them they better hit the road. This farm of mine is all I own, giving me them Pope County blues.
Singing the songs of farmers. Who doesn't know a farmer? Somebody that has made our lives all that much better. Look at the ads in the paper. Turkeys, 69 cents a pound. Carrots, 99 cents a package. Celery, 69 cents a pound. Where does that all that food come from? Well, people who work the land, who care for their animals and make sure that we have enough to eat. Those are my people, those are your people. My grandpa, Art Thibodeau, raised beef up in Coleman, Wisconsin, northern part of Wisconsin, rocky soil. You walk up in northern Wisconsin, what do you see on the hillsides? Piles of rocks. Because if you lived on a farm family, that's what you did in the spring. You walked out, you picked stones, you picked rocks, and you picked them up and you put them over to the side. Now landscapers pay all kinds of money because people in the city want rocks on their property, not those farmers. And they plowed those fields. And they grew corn, and they took care of beef, and they had gardens for their families. They had cellars, and they provided food for everyone in town. See, my grandpa Art was a farmer. He raised beef, and his brother John ran the grocery store, the IGA in town. He was the butcher. And John, he was a thoughtful man, but he was a conversationalist, and he always appreciated gossip. And the ladies pretty much knew that if you came in and gave John a good piece of gossip, you'd get a better cut of meat. See, that's how communities worked. We all understood each other, the stories about each other. And my mom's family, the Thompsons from Coleman, Wisconsin. My Uncle Curly ran a farm, had five beautiful daughters, and my father helped each one of them get into college because they had no idea that they had that possibility. Farm girls who went on to college, and later on when I was teaching graduate classes, only to find that these people who were my second cousins were now my students. Good people working the land, caring about their community, making sure people were fed. This is our background, our heritage, our legacy.
And now they want to call out the National Guard, kick me off my own front yard. What can a poor man do? But when they called up the governor, he was too busy becoming our next senator, giving me them Pope County blues. So he told the sheriff, it's up to you, you make a point that power line gets through. What can a poor man do? But the sheriff said, why me? while the governor's sitting in Washington, D.C., giving me them Pope County blues. And now they want to deputize 100 men to make the farmers abide. What can a poor man do? They're going to pay him 75 bucks a day. Ain't too bad for Christmas pay. Giving me them Pope County blues. Now the president talks about the common man while meeting with the big corporation heads. What can a poor man do? Says he's gonna boost up our economy. Get a job for you and me. Giving me them Pope County blues. Cause I got a feeling what's on his mind. Corporate farms, power lines. What can a poor man do? But if that drought keeps coming, you just wait. Trouble is, it might be too late. Giving me them Pope County blues. Cause that farmer out there grows the food that feeds me and you. What can a poor man do? So I looked up my watch at a quarter to nine. I stole the quarter, saved some time. Giving me them Pope County blues.
I cannot tell you how grateful I am to WDRT Community Radio in Viroqua, Wisconsin, that's giving us this opportunity to raise up good people doing good work. And many of the people who surround us in these communities are people who live on the land, who work their farms, who participate in county and city governments so that we might live in a democracy, imperfect as it is, but good for us all. And one of those people that I like to honor is somebody that some of you may know, Brent Waddell. When I first came to La Crosse in 1976 to work at St. Michael's Home for Children, a residential treatment center, I had no money. The sisters gave me a place to live at St. Michael's. So I lived and I worked in the same place. And Brent, who had been a long time worker at St. Michael's, a teacher and a child care worker, working 60 hours a week in order to take care of children. He looked at me and he knew that I was in a sorry state. He said, come on home with me. And at the end of a shift at 11 o'clock at night, we get in his truck and we drive down to Lafarge, Wisconsin in the middle of January. I sleep on his couch and we get home about midnight, about 5:30 in the morning. He's waking me up and brings me out to the barn, gives me a pair of boots and a barn coat. And we go out and he teaches me how to feed silage out of a silo at that time. Well, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed it. How much I enjoyed being able to get away from where I was working, but more importantly, to enjoy time with this good man who knew all of his animals and his wife had given them names. He worked hard. He loved the farm. And when there was better weather, he'd even bring the kids down. Kids who did not grow up in families that they experienced much love. And here was this man and his wife on their small farm. And he made kids work. And they enjoyed it because they felt that they were contributing, and they were. I can remember Brent taking me down to his farm and putting me on the back of a drag that went through a field that he was digging up, and he said, here, take this, it'll keep the dust out of your mouth, and he gave me a chew of Red Man. I'll never forget that, nor the stomach ache I had afterwards. I remember going down and helping them plant tobacco. Remember when tobacco was planted down there in the Driftless? What kind of backbreaking work is that? Have to cut off the suckers and then had to cut it down and put it on laths and hang it in the barn. And then you had to peel it once it dried. All that hard work, done backbreaking work, and people use that tobacco money to pay their taxes, to keep their farms, so they can have animals and food for us to enjoy. Brent has continued to work that farm, and now he works it with his son who is now a doctor of physical therapy, and many of you have probably seen him, Derek. He is so good and kind and compassionate and thoughtful, just like his dad. And then he goes home after a shift and works the fields, drives a gator and a skid steer, does good, hard work. See, farmers are the smartest people I know. Nobody's smarter than a smart farmer. You know about crops and you know about animals. You know about the weather and the soil and water. You know about county government and federal policies. You know about what's good for the community, good for generations, good for all of us. Farmers, the foundation of a conspiracy of goodness.
Hauling freight, no fences, in those days of small pasture. Wild hair blowing beneath the prairie sky. Cornbread and molasses, brown sugar and butter. Oatmeal and pancakes, 2 feet high. Lord knows I've traveled a long, long time. Hauling freight on the dray line. In those days, hobos followed the weather, helped thresh for bread, working their life away. My daddy loved farming, I hated horses. I bought a Studebaker, moved into town. Lord knows I've traveled a long, long time, hauling freight on the dray line. Went to Chicago, saw my first diesel at the World's Fair, 6 miles long. Saw Ma Barker, Homer Van Meeker, rob a post office with pretty boy Floyd. Lord knows I've traveled a long, long time, hauling freight on the dray line. Became a trucker, had a disaster. Hogs went a-flying, I nearly lost my life. Machine guns on Plymouth while hauling cattle into the stockyards of South St. Paul. Lord knows I've traveled a long, long time, hauling freight on the dray line. My mother, she lived 300+100. My wife, she died 1 year ago. If you wanna find me, I will be at the gas station, drinking pop and coffee with friends of mine. Lord knows I've traveled a long, long time, hauling freight on the dray line. Lord knows I've traveled a long, long time, hauling freight on the dray line.
Larry Long has spent a lifetime on the road, much of that time spent in rural America, honoring people who do the work of the land and making sure that small towns thrive, that children get educated, that people are fed. Isn't it amazing that oftentimes the national media pays attention to only what happens in rural areas? How about Lafarge, Wisconsin, home of Organic Valley? And when I think of Organic Valley, I think of Louise Hempstead. Louise was a leader in Organic Valley from the beginning. Louise was a graduate of our master's program in servant leadership. I had Louise in class. I learned so much from her, I'm kind of wondering why I wasn't paying tuition. Louise, in the latter part of her life, had brain cancer. And on an evening that I will never forget, the Organic Valley community came together and honored Louise and thanked her for her contributions. And the speeches were flawless. I've never heard a preacher preach with as much eloquence as the people who got up and spoke with gratitude and honor for Louise. And the last person to speak was her daughter. And she said, "Thank you for honoring my mother, for being a leader, for being a pioneer, a woman in agribusiness. But please, please, never forget that she was a farm wife first. She was my mom, a grandmother who loved the farm and loved her family, who loved her faith. Louise Hempstead, we miss you and will never forget."
Grandma was born and raised on a farm in Iowa. When I was young, she would pray for those who work the soil. Oldest one of seven kids, helped her ma raise each of them, shucking corn and slopping pigs, chickens in the yard, fetching water from the well and 2 5-gallon pails, carving out a well-worn trail to the kitchen door. Give a prayer tonight for the farmer. Give a word of thanks for their labor. Days of drought, sleet and hail, Grandma would often tell me about the penny sale that saved the family farm. Friends and neighbors gathered round, buyers who came from town and peacefully stripped them down, naked in the barn. Upon a bale of hay they sat, nothing on but their hats. I can still hear my grandma laugh, speaking of those times. Give a prayer tonight for the farmer. Give a word of thanks for their labor. Give a prayer tonight for the farmer. The only way that we can make it through anything is to the love and the help of our neighbors and each other. That's what Conspiracy of Goodness is all about. That's what community is all about. And thank you so much for tuning in to our program with my beloved old friend, Tom Thibodeau, a co-conspirator, unofficial ambassador of goodness, creator and founder of the Master's Program of Servant Leadership at Viterbo University, and our good friend, Brett Hoos. Thank you for all that you do.
And again, friends, until we meet again, peace and all good.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.